This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
533, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday Eve. Yep, it sure is. And it is beautiful. About 85 degrees. So it's toasty, but the humidity is low. Got an opportunity. Tonight's the night to do it. What did I tell you? Tonight is going to be the last sundown after 8 p.m. in our area until next year. Wow. Yeah. Crazy, isn't it? But what can I tell you? Hey, we got our old buddy Bill O'Reilly is going to be dropping by. I don't know if it's next week or the week after. It's been a while since O'Reilly's been here. Looking forward to getting him back on. Dr. Dave Bratt is going to be here tomorrow. And tomorrow we are also expecting Kamala Harris, the Vice President of the United States, to announce that she would like to have government-imposed price controls on food. Just like Venezuela does. And you see that besides price controls, what does Venezuela have? A lot of people starving to death, right? Perhaps the two are somehow tangentially connected. You think? Maybe? Just a thought. It's like the old five-year plan that the Soviet Union used to do. And that worked out really, really well for them. So, I mean, really, what could possibly go wrong? We have, as we do on each and every Friday Eve, the presence. We are graced by the presence of my buddy, Dr. Keith Abloh. And we talk about so many different things when Keith drops by. Some of it is political. Some of it is lifestyle. Some of it is how Keith continues to work very, very, very hard to improve people's lives. And that's one of the things I want to talk a little bit about today. And I don't look, I don't understand all of it. So it's one of the reasons we got Keith here. Keith, thanks for being here, man.
Hey, man. Good to be here. The Katz and Keith Show.
Yes, sir. It is always good to have you here. And I love the fact, I remind everybody, you are a true Renaissance man. You can and do talk about any issue at any point. And you also entertain people. You've got some great nonfiction that you've written and some great fiction that you've written. So, hey, what can I tell you? The status of this program is elevated every time you visit.
Yeah, well, I do what I can. My parents insist they're still talking about my bar mitzvah back in Swampscott, Mass, on the North Shore, where I entertained people when I was 13. You know, they can't stop. Yeah, my parents are my biggest fans, but they're a little irrational.
Well, irrational, quelling, I don't know. You call, you know, quelling. Tomato, tomato, right?
Indeed.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I got a rescue dog from Texas, so I have this new rescue dog, and
yes.
I decided one thing I could do is expose it to my mother, and it would become a veterinarian, because, like, anyone who is exposed to my mother becomes a doctor. So I think the dog could become a veterinarian.
I love it. Now, I want to talk a little bit about the dog before we talk about some other stuff, because you started posting the photos of this absolutely beautiful canine. Tell everybody, what brought you to the point where you said, that's it, I've got to have a furry friend?
Well, I'll tell you, one of the things, Jeff, were your posts of your dog, which must be some kind of terrier, right? Does your dog have a little terrier?
Yeah, she's, I think she's primarily some sort of chihuahua, but clearly there's terrier there because it's got the wiry hair, and she's just pixie. What can I tell you? She's,
well, there you go.
Yeah.
She's scruffy.
She is,
right?
Scruffy.
She's scruffy. And I was thinking, like, if I could get a scruffy dog like that, and then I was on Facebook, I saw this dog up for adoption, and I was like, you know what? That's a scruffy dog. That's sort of like Jeff's dog.
Yeah.
And you know, I lobbied that I'd be okay. I wouldn't, you know, fail as a foster or, no, adoptive parent.
Right.
And eventually I prevailed, and a van brought her to Connecticut because Massachusetts, you know, they don't let in adopted dogs, you know, just illegal immigrants.
Right. Yeah. I mean, all the space is taken with illegal aliens. There's no room for dogs.
Exactly. So, you know, I picked her up, and we've been together since.
I love it. Well, it is a fine-looking dog that is now residing there in your company, and I can guarantee the dog that she will be well-served, and I got a sneaking suspicion you're going to be very happy with her as well.
She's better for me than I am for her. She's great. She's awesome.
Sweet. I love it. All right. Can we take a week away from some of the political stuff? Is that cool with you?
Absolutely.
All right. So it's sort of kind of away from political, but it is talking about regulation, government, federal government sort of stuff, because you have been involved in something, and I'm not exactly clear on what it is, and that's why I just thought, well, we got to have you talk about this. The stuff relating to cardiac vessels, right? I had my... my intro biology course, that's it. I didn't go any further. My mother covered the mirrors knowing that I wouldn't be a doctor. So I don't understand this. But you've been involved in it. So explain to everybody what's going on. What sort of research are you doing these days?
Well, listen, so I saw research online for a product called Cavidex. And it's a company that was founded by a guy named Kyle Hodgetts. It's an Australian company, and what it is it's an oligosaccharide called Cavidex. The company's called Chlorum, but Cavidex is a ring. It's a ring-like structure, and according to the founder, it cured him of heart disease. It's well known that these molecules can go around vessels and trap cholesterol.
Okay.
Now, the theory is that it can even strip cholesterol out of plaque that has accumulated in cardiac vessels. Now, I know the FDA is going to want innumerable double-blind studies and millions upon millions of dollars spent on this molecule. The trouble is, this molecule isn't patentable. It's essentially a sugar molecule. It's an oligosaccharide ring. Inside the ring, it's called lipophilic. It loves fat.
Okay.
And so this ring presumably can travel around the bloodstream and collect dangerous fat, even from the walls of vessels, supposedly. And there are animal studies to back this up. And, of course, the founder...
Right.
Says he was given only a little while to live. His cholesterol was like five times normal.
Oh.
And that this cured him. Now, I guess my question is for Cavidex.
Right.
When you're selling it, which they are, and the FDA is, you know, interested in lowering the boom, what do we do? Should there be some sort of mechanism where a potentially miraculous therapeutic is voted up or down by folks who want to use it? I mean, this is not a medicine. It's not something that's prescribed.
Interesting.
I can see why the government would say, man, you know, we really want to know. Have you dotted your I's and crossed your T's? But with cardiovascular disease being essentially the biggest killer of humans,
right?
If there's a ring sugar that can go around and collect dangerous plaque from your body and free up your memory, potentially, your heart, I mean, because your carotid arteries in your neck, they have plaque too.
Right.
So the implications are potentially transformational. Who's going to champion this? No company's going to spend $10 million to get an FDA indication. It's sort of like when lithium came on the scene, and it helped so many people with bipolar disorder, but it took forever because lithium's, you know, an element. It can't be patented. So there was no compass. So what do we do? That's my question. What do we do? And so I'm trying to help get the word out, sort of as a query almost.
Yeah.
Should there be some sort of road where we can fast track an incredibly promising treatment that pharma won't develop, that big pharma won't develop, because big pharma owns the world. But how about, like, if you're dying or if you love someone who has horrible heart disease?
Yeah.
The truth is, most doctors, I bet, would say, hey, try this. But, you know, try to get, you know, the FDA to say that anybody can, and you got to...
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Big fight on your hands.
So let me ask you this, and I want to remind everybody, Dr. Keith Ambelow is joining us, and we talk about any number of things, and this is just something that's fascinating. I was listening to a radio program this morning, Keith, where there was a doctor, a medical doctor, who said, well, when I draw blood, I can tell you basically what you had for lunch, because I can see the fat in the blood when I draw it. I was blown away. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize it was that clear. And I also learned just moments ago a new term, lipophilic, which apparently describes me, because I do love fat.
There you go.
But I'm curious. You raise these issues and you say, okay, we've got the FDA over here and we're all led to believe, well, they're looking out for us. They want us to be healthy and safe and secure and whatever the product is. But if this thing or lithium, like you referenced, is not actually something a company can get a patent on, does it just go by the wayside? I mean, and that's such a huge question. Anybody addressing that, or you're like the first one out of the gate on this?
Well, I think people have, you know, bemoaned the fact that it takes some things forever to come to fruition because there isn't an industry championing it. In this case, you got this guy, Kyle Hodgetts, who has founded the company. He's like, you know, a heavyweight fighter.
Okay.
He's not going to roll over, but man, that could take quite a toll on him if he has to fight an entity like the FDA. And again, I'm not impugning the FDA. I'm saying if you've got something like Cavidex, and if people want to raise their hands and say, all right, so I do want to hear your story. And that's kind of the beef is, well, are you allowed to tell people what it did for you? Or are you allowed to sort of make a claim?
Right.
Well, you know, should there be some kind of asterisk, maybe of a special color, that says this has not only not been evaluated by the FDA, but the FDA has concerns. Would that be okay? Something so that people could then say, hey, I'm ordering it, which they are.
Right.
They're doing that.
Yeah.
But they may or may not be able to do that forever. And people have been saying, hey, I'm like cured, which is weird.
It's
and wonderful.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah. Is it like the vitamin world where they've got those disclaimers that say, hey, we're not making any claims and this is not evaluated by Bill or Joe or Harry, and you know, you take your chances or you roll the dice or whatever?
Well, it's exactly like that. So in many ways, so curcumin, for instance, think about curcumin is a derivative of the Indian spice turmeric.
Yep.
There are studies comparing curcumin to Prozac, where curcumin does pretty well compared to Prozac for major depression. But because it's naturally occurring, there's no company that's going to do all the double-blind studies, take it through all the machinations that you'd have to, and then patent the use of curcumin in major depression. Hence, you can't have a bottle that says, take this for major depression. But, I mean, okay, but then we're sort of dancing around some data that's very positive. And what if folks wanted to say, well, you should tell me that story. I want to know that. I'm having trouble, and they say it's this illness, and I want to know, but all right, I'll take the purple asterisk or whatever it might be.
Right.
That would alert you. The FDA has, you know, is not sanctioning this in a stronger way, maybe than, hey, little print that says it hasn't been evaluated.
I think this is a huge story, Keith. I'll tell you what. What I want to do, I want to send people over to KeithAblow.com. I haven't checked yet, so I don't know if you've written anything on it yet, but I'm thinking knowing you.
Not yet, but I will.
Okay.
Because I'm like, I'm really intrigued. Like, what do you do in a situation like this? What do you do?
Right.
Because you know what you would do for your grandfather. You know what you would do for yourself. I think most people do. It doesn't seem to be harmful to anyone. So. Yeah. What do we do as a culture?
There's the question. Well, I'll tell you what. I want people to head on over to KeithAblow.com, KeithAblow.com, and take a look at this. This is, I would say, the beginning of this discussion. We'll talk more about it. Keith is with us, thank God, every single week. We talk about a million different things, and Keith obviously is all about, well, he's a man of science. He's got many, many talents that he brings to the table, and helping people live better lives is something he's devoted his entire life to. So if you would, take a look, KeithAblow.com. It is 546, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.